His anointing. Words from Jesus.
You have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. 1 John 2:20. I have a mantle just for you that I drape over your shoulders. It is my anointing. It is the presence of my Spirit in you. It is the strength and encouragement that you need. This mantle is available to all who love me and serve me, but each one is different, for it must fit the wearer. Each one is different in color, in size, and in tailoring, and yours is tailored just for you. I clothe all my servants with the mantle of my anointing, not to cover up, but to enhance. You have the mantle of my Spirit, with its power, love, wisdom, and truth. Never forget that you wear it. It is a symbol of my presence and a great honor. I have chosen you and anointed you because you have chosen me. I have ordained you to go and bring forth much fruit, fruit that will remain. You are worthy because I gave my life for you. I paid the price. You have been ransomed, and your ransom has been paid. I love you, and I know that you serve me because you love me. What can separate you from this love? Nothing. Even when you are tempted or when you stumble and fall, you will always find my way of escape. And the mantle of my Spirit will always guide and protect you. Strength in quietness. For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah 30:15. You cannot receive the full power, love, and wisdom that you need unless you take time in quietness, seeking me and praising me. There are always so many things to be done, and it is a constant temptation to hurry, to push ahead, to accomplish. But I say to you, in quietness and confidence will be your strength. For it is in quietness that you will hear the still small voice of God speaking to you, saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Great power, wisdom, and love can be found in quietness, in my peace that surpasses all understanding. If you could see the spiritual gifts that I have for you and the strength that I can empower you with, if you could see tangibly with your eyes the answers that I have for you and the anointing of my Spirit upon you, you would have greater understanding and you would not fail to take the time to stop and be guided by my still small voice. So often, your earthly vision is clouded, and all you can see is that there is so much to do, and you feel compelled to labor and labor some more. But I have asked you to labor to enter into my rest. As you do so, I will strengthen, anoint, empower, and guide you. It is at those times that I instruct and guide you. And it is in those quiet moments when you access the wisdom available to you through my word. So don't neglect to come to me in quietness, and in so doing, receive all that I have for you. As you do so, you will find that your life, your relationships, your job, and your ministry will flow so much more smoothly. I can anoint you with the wisdom that you seek and the strength that you need by my Spirit. the anointing of great faith. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God, because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. 1 Peter 1:21. I honor you with the high calling of discipleship. I honor you with the blessing of great faith in me. I anoint you with the gift of great faith that trusts when it's difficult to trust. Faith that keeps on believing when all seems to go wrong. Faith that trusts in the midst of adversity, when opposition surrounds you. Faith that trusts even though you seem to stand alone. Faith that trusts when your heart is sinking and it aches within you. Faith that trusts when you do not understand and when you cannot feel. Faith that believes and looks on in the face of discouragement. Faith that is sturdy and stout and will not be moved by doubt. Faith that hopes. Faith that believes in me. Faith that stands on my word. Faith that marches on and endures all things, knowing that I will not fail and cannot fail. This gift of faith is faith that will move mountains and will stand when all else fails. Faith that will change the world and conquer the minds and hearts of men. This anointing of faith that I give you is the victory that will overcome the world. Do not fear for the times of testing that tumble about you. Know that through these I am able to give you a great gift of faith. This great faith is a work of my hand. It is my gift to you. It descends from above as you simply place your trust in me, regardless of the circumstances you face. I am working, and I will come alive within you as you walk on and simply trust. Be encouraged, for you will know me in ways that you have never known before. Rest now. Have peace. I am near. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, the things that I have prepared for you who accept this gift of faith that I freely give to all who ask. Establishing the connection. I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. All the world is mine, and everything in it. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. Psalm 50:10-12, 14-15. As the master of the universe, all true riches and abundance belong to me. I have in my hands all that you ask for, all that you seek, and all that you strive for. I am willing and able to bless you in the ways that you seek, but I can only fully bless you and supply for you when you place your trust in me and have faith in my will and plan for your life. As you do your part to place your trust fully in me, I will never fail to guide and keep you, and give you the perseverance and strength to overcome everything you meet throughout your life journey. Take the time to be like Mary, who was content to sit at my feet, listen to my words, and spend time with me. Then you will find the strength for your work, and it will be blessed. You will reap dividends of faith and peace that will give you the strength to travel down the path of my will. The secret is found in spending time with me. Time in my word, time to be strengthened, to have your faith renewed, and your connection and link with me established. That is the secret to overcoming and success. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.